And we have another caller right behind her. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Anna Holshow.
Anna Holshow.
Hey, Anna Holshow. Sorry, we had to get
How are y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. So I wanted to talk about The Wave briefly because it reminded me of two different shows. One of them was the Eat Around the World show. And the other one that, yes, let's all laugh about that one. The other one that I was thinking about was, as we were talking about this show, you didn't mention about the desserts at The Wave, which I thought was the best thing about The Wave, because you can pick. They have these three different categories, and you have to go over to All Your Ears Net and get the menu. But there's three different categories: salty, sweet, crunchy, creamy,
yes.
decadent, and then something else. But when we got those, and it was really great because you don't have to get this huge piece of chocolate something. I mean, not that a huge piece of chocolate something is bad, but you know, you can branch out and just have three bites of huge piece chocolate something, and then three bites of something salty, maybe crunchy, and then three bites of the other category. And I thought, wouldn't this be a great idea for a food wagon? So you could have like a mini Dole Whip, like a 2-ounce Dole Whip, a little Cheerio, and a little thing of popcorn. So you could have all three categories of snack food.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's something. It's hard to explain to someone who hasn't been there. I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember when we ate there at The Wave. I remember there were other things we would find. Like, I would like one thing. Len would like another thing. No one would like the third thing. And it's good because, I mean, obviously you get very tiny samples, so you kind of feel better about, you know, not gorging yourself. But it always reminds me of there's a famous Simpsons episode where Homer's out of chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream. And he only finishes the chocolate part of each carton.
Yes.
And he, you know, he yells that they need more chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream.
you didn't like something out of each one of the categories. The interesting thing was I asked because I had the same thing happen to me. And you can actually mix the categories. So you can get three things out of crunchy salty and nothing out of the other two.
So that would
you don't have to stick in those things.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting idea that they have, and it's certainly unique and something that you have to definitely try when you get there. And it gives you an opportunity to try a lot of different things without, you know, necessarily, you know, ordering one particular entree or one particular dessert in this case, and being in a situation where you're stuck with it even though it's not that great. You know, if it stinks, it's all right because it's only a little bit of it, and you got another two desserts to work with. So it does. I like the idea. It does have merit. I think people do like it. It'd be interesting to see if Disney actually takes that and implements it somewhere else.
Well, I actually had the opposite problem. Our little desserts were so good that I was sad there was three bites of it, especially when you're sharing it with another person and they're taking two bites of it and you're just, you know, that should be the trial part. And then you can say, okay, now I'd like a big piece of this thing because it was really good. So I thought this, but they had one thing that was chocolate with salted caramel. And although that sounds really weird, it was really, really good. So if that caller ever goes, she should get the chocolate salted caramel thing because it's delicious.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your tip.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye. And we want to mention that this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. Thank All Ears for being a sponsor of all these live shows. It always means a lot to us to have that kind of backing. And obviously a great resource. Obviously, Mr. Scopo writes for them. But just the menus alone are just – it's a great resource. So definitely check that out. 407-278-5939. Newell, I think it's time we give something else away.
Okay. Wait. Get the phone.
Drumroll. 567-407.
If you call in right now, you can also win another ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night at the Studios. One ticket. And of course, if you're going to be there, if you already have a ticket. Wow, that was fast. I already had a call. I can't even get it out. People are already calling about it.
Lost again. Jeez.
Okay, it's not Mike. Don't pick up the phone with Mike on there.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Kim from Pittsburgh.
Kim, how are you?
Go Steelers!
So Kim, you already have tickets, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Well, you're going to have one of those tickets refunded, so it'll be free to you. In that case, at least it'll be free. I mean, you know, if you want to bring your husband or something, that'll cost you extra. But at least you're getting it for free.
Great.
Awesome. So you're the winner of that. Of course, we have to thank the sponsors at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel for providing all these free tickets this evening. And so you'll be able to join us there. And you can the desserts will taste extra sweet that day because you know that it was free. The best price out there. It's like eating with Len. When it's free, it tastes so good. Awesome.
Thanks
well, Kim, do me a favor and send me an email at matt@wwtoday.com. We'll take care of you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye. At 407-278-5939. I think this person's calling to win something. Let's see who it is. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Are you calling to win?
Yes.
Well, let me tell. Here's the good news. The bad news. We gave away the ticket, but I'm gonna take pity on you. What's your name, sir?
Awesome, Sam.
All right. Well, I haven't taken any pity on you yet, Sam. So, easy.
Okay.
Newell.
Yeah.
Should we give poor Sam a ticket here? Because we have some more to give away, or should we send him back? Tell him to call back a little bit later.
Wow. Why do you put it on pressure on me?
put him on the spot.
Yeah. Really. It's not even my ticket to give away.
We always go to you in the listener question shows. You're the go-to man here.
I'll be the judge in this. I'll be the bad guy and the good guy. I'll play good cop and bad cop. Okay. It would be good to give Sam this ticket, but it would be unfair to everybody else who probably are saying, "Okay, well, I'll just hang up and I'll wait for the next time Matt says it's time to win a ticket." So I know Sam would hate me to say that, but I'm trying to be fair here.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But I'm calling for my wife, so that's how you should take pity on me.
I say, all right, I say give him the ticket. I'll give it to you. It'll be on my onus, so you can. Everyone else is still like, I won't put it on Mike. So you'll win the third ticket. Sam, congratulations.
The chat room agrees.
Yeah, the chat room all agrees with you, so I mean, I don't think I'm going to get, too lambasted on. So Sam, send me an email at matt@wdwtoday.com, and you'll be winning a ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night at the Studios event, which is going on, of course, on Saturday of MouseFest, and you can join us there to see Fantasmic, get some desserts, and of course, tickets are being provided by MEI and MouseFan Travel. So, congratulations, Sam!
Awesome, thank you very much.
All right, bye, Sam.
Didn't you have a question?
Oh yeah, Sam, do you have a question?
That was the question. That it was.
I guess not. 407-278-5939.
He just made his wife very happy.
Oh, my
God. Someone wrote in the chat room, Newell Rules. Did you see that, Newell?
No, give them a ticket, too.
407-78593.
Spread the wealth.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
It's Sam again. I have my question. He made me so nervous I forgot the question.
I told you. I knew he had a question.
Poor Sam.
The question was, I actually called for my wife because we're actually going to be down there, and that's actually she wanted to find out about getting tickets to this very event, and we hadn't signed up for MouseFest, and she was trying to find out if you had to sign up for MouseFest in order to purchase a ticket for this event.
No, you do not have to register for MouseFest to purchase tickets to the event. If you're obviously, I assume that your wife is going to be bringing you to this event, Sam.
Yes, she is. She's actually called before.
Okay, good. So what you can do, actually, is since you'll need a ticket for yourself and anyone else who's going with you, you can go to I'll put a link in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll put a link in the chat room. It's studiocentral.com/Fantasmic. And and you go there and you can purchase tickets. You do not need to register for Mouse SB to buy a ticket to this event. In fact, you don't have to register for Mouse SB at all, but it's something. It's nice because it gets you. I think it supports the internet community, which is always useful, and you get some other nice benefits like extra early access to the Mega Mouse Meet, which gets you some more time to meet us without a huge crowd over there. A lot of other neat things that you can definitely check out the benefits over at MouseFest.org. But to answer your question, no, you do not need to register for MouseFest in order to buy a ticket.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. And just so you know, my wife turned me on to your guys' show. I think you guys are funny. You're informative. Just sorry that Len wasn't there tonight to hear his take on a lot of the subject matter.
I know. It's too bad Len can't make it here, but we appreciate you calling in, and we thank your wife for spamming us to you. And
good.
And we really do appreciate you joining us, and it's always fun to be able to talk to some new listeners. And we look forward to meeting you at MouseFest.
Look forward to it, too. Thanks so very much.
All right. Thanks very much, Sam.
Bye-bye.
We always get those default listeners that say, oh, I only listen because somebody made me listen.
Yeah, he forgot to say that he's tied down to the chair.
Right, right. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, you can join us in chat. Just visit WDWToday.com. You'll find a link to our chat room so you can listen while you're chatting with other people. And there's a lot of other listeners in there. Right now we're getting close to 80 listeners in there. And you can join them. Mr. Scope is in there. Mr. Newell's in there. Annette is in there. Lots of other people in there. So definitely join us in there. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. What can we do for you tonight?
I had a question about seeing the Christmas stuff like in the beginning of January.
Okay. What was your – do you have a what's the specific question about it?
Well, I'm going to be there on start January 2nd. And what parks would be the best to visit to see any of the Christmas decorations that are still going to be up?
The decorations are usually all up and running through the first weekend in January. So the second you'll be okay. It's just that they're going to come down pretty quick in terms of, I think it's like the 6th or something, like the 5th or 4th, something like that, that first weekend. And when you go there, so you're going to want to make sure you do it quicker rather than, you know, wait on it. The ones that I mean, obviously, I'm partial to the Osborne Lights at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You can see the Christmas, the holiday lights should still be up on the castle, I believe. And, of course, there's the stuff that's going on at Epcot.
The Epcot stuff will still be around in January?
Yeah, like I said, it goes through that first weekend, right, Scopa?
Yeah, I think, Jennifer, that this year, more so than in previous years, they plan on taking it down earlier. I've heard that. I don't know exactly when. In the past several years, I've been down there for the half marathon, and I was surprised to see some of the lights and Christmas decorations up. But as soon as January 1st comes, every day I noticed that every day there were fewer and fewer decorations. So I would say as soon as possible, I would try to take in whatever you want to take in because you never know. All of a sudden, it may be gone one night.
Yeah, January ADP in the chat room mentioned it's January 5th is that last day. So after January 5th, while the lights will still technically be up, they won't actually be on or anything like that. They return to their normally scheduled program and they start taking it all down. So you're going to want to see it before the 5th.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So,
hit the Magic Kingdom definitely the first 2 days then.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Good luck.
Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our number. You can call us. And a lot of great questions so far. Want to mention some other things that were going on. If you're interested, I'd attended the – Mike Scope, I want to talk to you about it. The Tower of Terror 13K last night. And boy, what a difference a year makes. Because they really did a much better job this year in terms of really the whole organization, communication and everything. Communication was a big problem last year at the event. And Scope and I and Len talked about it. And we mentioned how much of a problem it was last year. But this year they really did a great job with it. I actually posted some photos over at studiocentral.com if you're interested in seeing it. And I know, Newell, this is going to really impress you. I met Joey Fatone last night at the studios during the event.
Who?
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 Was he there with a girl named Ashley?
I don't know. He was there. His wife was running in the race, and he was riding Toy Story Midway Mania, and I happened to see him, and he was
maybe
right behind us.
There with Ashley.
Who are you talking about again?
Joey Fatone.
Who is that?
You don't know who
one
that
the
is?
Fatone, one of the Fatone boys from New Jersey.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever.
From NSYNC. You can see the picture of him.
I should know NSYNC.
We're not into boy bands like you, Matt.
Exactly.
So. Dancing with the Stars.
NSYNC.
See, all right, Annette is impressed, right?
I'm impressed, Matt. I'm impressed.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. It's rigged.
Regarding the Tower of Terror race, I would like to hear from someone who actually ran in the race, Matt. I would like to hear from someone who ran last year and this year so I could...
We have. I know two of our listeners were there because I met them. Phil DeLucia from White Plains. His wife and his daughter were running in it. They're at Disney World right now, so I'm sure Phil will talk to us about it. And another listener whose name escapes me right now was, and they've run it in both years, and they said they were just totally, totally impressed by it. So that's why I've heard some very good things about it this year. So definitely a much better job.
There's only one way, and that was up from last
year. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and Joey Fatone was there.
That's right. That's right.
As they say in the fat one, as they say in the chat room.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my
wow,
gosh.
Right, now he's definitely not coming on the show.
They went asking him.
4-7-2-7-8-5-9-3-9. Yes, he also was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding also, as my future WWE CEO mentions. 407-278-5939. We still have one more ticket to give away, but I'm going to make Newell work for it. It's going to be coming later on in the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. Also, while we're talking about MouseFest, Mr. Scopa, I think this is a perfect opportunity to announce, really, an event that we've been working on for the podcast, something that we haven't done before, totally new.
We've been working on it?
Shut up, Newell. Every single one of our listeners is invited to this.
Annette, you believe this, Annette?
Yeah, I love the way he's doing this. Yeah.
I know.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm giving Scopa, please go ahead and announce this wonderful event.
Well, in the first place, I need to give credit where credit is due. And a lot of the work for this event has been done by Mike Newell and Annette Owens and Becky Mencken of Mouse Fan Travel. And I want to thank them for their effort. So I'd like to say that right off the bat.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
I know where my bread is buttered.
Thank you, Michael.
What we're talking about.
You want your own radio channel?
What?
You want your own radio channel?
Exactly.
That up.
Mike Scopa on Mouse World Radio.
It's going to be an opening.
The Mike and Mike Show. What Matt is talking about is that on Mouse Fest Friday at 2 o'clock, between 2 o'clock and 3:30, we will be celebrating our 500th episode. And we will be actually broadcasting our recording our 500th episode at our 500th episode celebration meet, which will be held at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It will be held at the Backstage Prop Shop. We're inviting everybody to be there. We are going to have cake. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to try to get some try to have some fun and games, and maybe give away some prizes. We're working on that right now. The celebration, again, is going to be held on Friday, December 12th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And at this time, we are working on ways to register for this event. We are working very feverishly in trying to figure out how to do this. We will have limited space. We are looking forward to doing something very special for this event, and I would encourage everyone to go to mousefest.org and look at the Friday events to understand where I'm going with this. But we are really excited about doing this. It's going to be an exciting time. I don't know of any other podcast that has done 500 episodes, and we haven't divorced each other, so we must be doing something right. That's basically as far as I have for that event. Does anybody, Mike, Annette, Matt, do you want to add to that?
Well, we want to mention how it's going to work in terms of getting to the event, because there is not a cost per se. But actually, what we're doing, we're doing a dual purpose of this event. While we're celebrating everything that we've been doing for 500 episodes, we also like to give back a little bit. We want to raise some money for charity over there. And what we want to do is we want to invite everyone that's coming to the event to contribute something towards a common goal of raising money for a really good cause. And there'll be a minimum that you'll have to donate. And again, this 100% of the proceeds are going off to the charity that we're going to be announcing. But there's going to be a donation fee. So technically, there is no admission fee, but there is going to be a donation that we're going to require. And it's for a great cause. So we'd like to be able to celebrate our own cause, but also help others while we're celebrating. And you know, we're really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really fun event. And of course, what we're going to be doing is very soon we're going to be opening it up to really registering a spot for it, right, Annette? That'll be something that'll be coming up in the near future?
Near future. Yep. Keep checking.
Okay. So we'll have news on that. Just be sure to check www.today.com. We wanted to mention that the event will be happening. We wanted to get it out there. We want people to keep that in mind and keep that time during MouseFest open, because I think it's really going to be a fantastic and fun opportunity for you. I actually just posted in the chat room a link to the pictures from the prop shop. I took these photos before we did the Star Wars Weekends event over there that Mike Newell was there for, as well as Annette. But actually, you can get an idea of what the prop shop looks like. So it's really cool. And the great news is, although I took all these photos of what was going on in there. The props have changed so much even since then, so there'll be a whole new set of props in there. It's really a lot of fun, so definitely check that out. Anyway, back to our calls. 407-278-5939 is our number. You can reach us, and if you have any questions about MouseFest, about planning for trips coming up, now is the great time to do it. Phone lines are open for you to call right now at 407-278-5939. We have about 40 minutes left in this live show, and a lot of time to get your calls in here. And don't forget, a little bit later, we'll be having still one more giveaway of the Fantasmic Saturday Night Studios tickets. So definitely keep an eye out for that. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, of course, you can join us in chat. Chat room is still going very much. Join us in there. Go to wdwtoday.com. Look for the link to our chat room. You can join us in there. A lot of fun to be had. A lot of different people in there, so check that out. And, of course, phone lines are open at 407-278-5939. Now, Newell, I wanted to ask you, it's that time of year. When can we start expecting to hear holiday music on Mouthful Radio?
Thanksgiving morning will be the big switchover.
Okay, so right, Thanksgiving morning, you wake up and turn it over?
Just about, yeah. I usually get up around 7, and I usually switch over right after the parade usually ends on the east. So you figure around noon, the big switchover. This will be the 10th year that I've been doing it.
Wow.
Nice. Yep. Check that out on Mouse World Radio. It's definitely it's a holiday tradition, really. I mean, every year I know that you tune into it, and Mr. Voice even has that little holiday intro that you'll hear.
That's right.
So Mouse World Radio will have that, so be sure to check that out. 407-278-5939 is our phone number to call us, and you can call in right now and be part of the show. Wanted to mention, Mr. Scopa, I ate at Tusker House this past weekend for the second time. I'd eaten there before, and both times, again, based on your glowing recommendation that you made over at a blog entry at allears.net. And, Mike, I was, again, totally impressed by it. Really, just,
Mike, Matt, would you say, does it remind you a little bit of Boma?
But better? Yeah.
Better.
I like it so much better than Boma. Really, I really like it a lot. I'd like to talk about it a little bit more right after our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Amy Miller from Waxahachie.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I was just calling to help you pronounce that name. I was
good
the
luck.
One that... yeah, Waxahachie, Texas.
Waxahachie.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got it, but please don't ask me to say it again. Waxahachie.
Okay. Hello, and I enjoy your podcast.
Thank you. Well, we always, you know, we've said it in past shows, certainly. If you'd like to call in and just say hi, we love hearing from our listeners, and even if you want to correct on how I pronounce something, that's fine also. So if you don't have a question, which can often happen, you know, every live show you might not have a question, or maybe if you got something in the email queue, we do appreciate you calling in and just saying hi.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
407-278-5939 is our number. Yeah, Mike, we were talking about Tusker House over at Animal Kingdom. With some of the things that really impressed me, one of which was the selection of food, the vast selection. There is a lot of great food over there. And it's not – usually what happens is when you get to a buffet, there's two sides to go on and both sides mirror each other. But here you got – there is no mirroring thing going on. They just have one large – a lot of selection. I mean, I'm always blown away by it. I always get to the point where – I literally want to eat more, but I can't because I've just filled up on everything that's been there. Really, I'm can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, one of the things that impressed me about that restaurant, Matt, was that if you go up to any of the areas where you can, you know, get vegetables or salads or whatever, they don't have a large portion already out there. There's just enough for maybe 6 to 8 people, and then they replenish it. So it's always – it always appears to be fresh food, which is very, very nice to see in a restaurant like that where you have a buffet. You don't want to go up to something that's been there for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It looks as though they replenished dishes every 10 minutes or so.
Absolutely. No, wonderful food. Good quality. Great tasting. So much different food. That's what I really like. It's not the same stuff over and over and over again. This isn't just another buffet. Different food. Great selection. I'm really impressed by it. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, this is Joe or Boomer 313 in the chat room.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
What can we do for tonight, Boomer?
All right, so I got a logistical question. We're going to the world at Thanksgiving, and we're DVC members, and we elected to get the annual pass. And so I have these exchange cards, you know, certificates to get the annual pass. And it says on there that you can pick it up at any of the, basically the parks. And so we're staying at Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
And we're electing to go to the Magic Kingdom first. So, of course, if you go to the Magic Kingdom, if you take the bus, I think it takes you right to the front entrance.
Correct.
But it's asking you to go to the transportation and ticket center. So what's your recommendation to getting there? Is it just taking a cab, or is there other...
you know,
take
well,
the
obviously,
bus to the park and then
you could
tram back to the ticket center.
Well, basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to get one of your you're trying to redeem your annual pass. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I would think you'd be able to go to guest relations, which is at the actually at the Magic Kingdom to the right of the gate over there.
I agree.
I think you'd be able to redeem it over there. I don't think that'll be an issue for you.
Okay.
And actually, Gerald, Boomer, I think you could do that at any theme park. I don't think you have to do it just at the Magic Kingdom.
Well, it's any one of them, but that's the first park I think we're electing to go to. So
yeah, I don't think you have to go to the TTC necessarily to do. I would be shocked, in fact, if you can't do it at guest relations at the Magic Kingdom.
I don't even know if there's a guest. Is there a guest relations at the TTC? I don't know of any.
Well, the ticket booths are there. Yeah.
Yeah, the ticket booths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, go right to guest relations at the. It's to the right of the gate if you're looking at the gate, and okay. I mean, if you get lost, I mean, the cast members will direct you where you're supposed to go, and they'll be able. I would be shocked if you can't get it over there.
All right. Thanks, man. I helped. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you calling in. 407-278-5939. Now, Mike, we were talking about Tusker House again, how much we both enjoy it. Let me ask you another question about this, Mike. How would you rank Tusker House in terms of how you see it in the grand scheme of buffets at Walt Disney World property? Are we talking like your top five, or are we talking more than that?
Wow, that's a good question. I think that you have to I would say it depends upon what you're looking for in a buffet. For me, a buffet has to have a variety, which it does have. It has to have fresh food. It has to have easy access to the food, so you're not bumping into everyone. And I think that the atmosphere has to be the cuisine itself, the atmosphere has to be pretty high on my list. So I would say it's definitely a top five. I would say you know, what you mentioned before about Boma, I'd say it's like neck and neck with Boma. I've always considered Boma pretty good, except it seems to be pretty crowded at times. As far as an overall rating for a restaurant, I would say it's a top five restaurant in Walt Disney World. I'd put it up there with La Cellier, and I think Kona is a very good restaurant. So I rank it pretty high. And it's only been around for a year. It's almost as if they have learned from what they've experienced with other restaurants, buffets, whatever, and they have been able to figure out what is the best practice for all those restaurants, and they've put it all together with Tusker House.
Absolutely. I'm really impressed by it. And it really says something, especially, I think, given the history, the recent history in terms of what Disney's been doing with opening restaurants, because I'm not been a fan of a lot of these restaurants that Disney's been opening that are not Disney restaurants, not Disney owned, like Yak and Yeti, like the T-Rex, like even what they did at Teppan Edo at Japan, where they take non-Disney companies and they run the thing, and I think they just don't. Some of them do. Tepanado, I think they do a good job with, but others I really don't think they do a good job with. I like the Disney touch to it. I think Disney knows how to run a restaurant, and I really don't like when they cheap out on it. And Tusker House, the exact opposite of that. Really well done. And like you said, I think they really did learn some lessons over there and do that. So I'm definitely very I'm very happy with what I see over there, and I hope they continue with that because they've really got something great over there. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Maddie from New Jersey.
Hey, Maddie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
I'm going to Disney World this Friday, actually.
Nice.
And me and my dad, we love sushi. We eat it all the time. And we were wondering, where's the best place to get, like, takeout sushi?
Are you talking on Disney World property or off property?
Yeah, in Disney World.
In Disney World, there are a couple places. There's the new sushi bar over at Kona Cafe, which I've heard some great things about. So going back to your question, that's still over there at Kona. I think that's going to be your best option. I don't know for sure, Mike Scopa. Isn't there? I believe there's sushi at the Swan or Dolphin. Isn't that right?
At Kimono's, which is a karaoke sushi karaoke bar, and I know that Masayo out there in Chatland is looking forward to possibly trying the sushi bar at Kimono's. That's the one that's in the Dolphin. It's in the Swan Hotel.
Yeah. Oh, that's good because we're a beach club, so that's convenient.
Yeah, there's a great place I know for really good and inexpensive sushi off property. But if you're not going to be going off property, that won't be won't do much.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, we don't have a rental car, so
yeah. So in that case, I think probably Kona would be your best bet.
Cool, thanks. Yep. I have one more question.
Okay.
We switched our reservation like pretty recently because we were supposed to be staying at the Polynesian, but now we're at the beach club. So now we don't have the yellow Magical Express tags, and my aunt, she's our travel agent, she said we had to go, like, get luggage tags and hand it to them or something. Like, have you ever heard of anyone doing that kind of thing, and is it complicated?
You mean, so basically you change resorts, and you have the old tags for...
Yeah, so now we don't have the yellow tags anymore, so we're going to have to get, like, a luggage receipt or something?
Yeah, I mean, you got a couple of options there. You could try to still do the luggage option over there. Of course, you could always go pick up your luggage on your own and then just bring it with you, and then you can avoid the whole issue.
Sure.
You'll go over to the luggage area, pick it up, and then report to Magical Express and load your luggage on there. I mean, at least you'll have your bags with you. I've never changed my luggage changed my resort rather at the last minute, which would result in the situation you're in where your luggage tags are negated, really, in essence. If I were you, I would get my own bags and not worry about it, because I think that's the best solution in terms of not having your bags lost or something, going to the wrong resort, you know, and then they're like, I don't know where your bags are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. My parents pack so much stuff though, so I don't know if they're going to want to carry it around.
Yeah, I mean, you get one of those little, Newell gets it all the time, and it makes their life so much easier. Those carts.
Oh yeah, especially if I'm carrying $3, and it takes a. It's real convenient. I get it all the time.
Yeah, so you might want to consider that, but I would call Disney and see what they have to say about it. They probably won't be able to get you. They may be able to get you tags really quick, but I don't know. And if I were you, again, make things easier on yourself in the long run. You know, not having to worry your bags getting lost. I would just go with the option to pick up your own bags, but they may have an option to. You know, still have them delivered to you. I'm not sure how exactly it works.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
And I just wanted to say, people always give you guys crap for not answering questions on time, but I sent you a question about my senior trip in my sophomore year, and I'm a junior, and you guys have already answered it. So you guys are going to have the game.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate the vindication.
So you guys have always been on time for me.
Awesome. Well, that's what matters.
Nice.
Right. Well, we're glad we were able to help you out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck on your trip and have fun next week.
Thanks.
And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Eric in Minnesota.
Eric. Hey, Eric. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Outstanding. What can we do for tonight?
Outstanding. Hey. I'm very excited. Me and my family, we've been, me and my wife have been to Walt Disney World about 5 times. And we're pretty excited because we're going in January. And through a very interesting airline discount, I was able to, we're winding up at the Grand Floridian.
After
staying only in Value Resorts for all of our visits, we're going to be at the Grand Floridian. And I guess I don't know if any of you have stayed there. We're mainly picked that because we want to be on the monorail because we're taking our 15-month-old son for the first time to Disney World. So I was just kind of, you know, what can I expect being on a at a resort on the monorail? Do you know anything specifically about the Grand Floridian that's maybe unique, different than some of the other resorts? Just anything you might know about it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going with this. Staying at any of the monorail resorts, whether it be at the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, or the Contemporary, one of the benefits, obviously, is that you're so close to the Magic Kingdom. And I think one of the things you're going to want to do is make sure that your trip is kind of centered around that. I think one of the reasons why you want to stay on a monorail resort is to take advantage of the location of the Magic Kingdom and spend a lot of time there. Same way that I would tell people, if you really want to spend a lot of time at Epcot or the studios, you definitely want to take advantage and stay at a at one of the, you know, one of the Epcot resorts like Boardwalk, Yacht Club, or Beach Club, or even Swan and Dolphin because of the location to it. A lot of people like doing that during Food and Wine Festival, you know, because obviously people spend a lot of time over in Epcot to do that. So going back to the Grand Floridian here, that's going to be obviously an important factor, and you're going to want to definitely key in on some time spent at the Magic Kingdom over there. The other thing, I think this goes for really any of the deluxe resorts, is whenever I stay at a deluxe resort, I'm always blown away about how much there is to do at the actual resort, never mind actually going to the parks. And you definitely want to take advantage of the different things that are going on at the resort. The water light parade, the electrical water light parade that goes on every evening, is fantastic. A lot of people never really see it because it's only at the the Magic Kingdom resorts. Definitely check that out. Definitely take advantage of the different pools that you have over there at the Grand Floridian. So obviously, there's the main pool, and there's the quiet pools. So you're going to want to take advantage of that. If you have younger kids, take a look at the events that are going on over there.
Yeah.
Those are some things that really come to mind. Scopa, do you have anything that I might be missing here?
I think you covered them all, Matt.
Okay. it's a great opportunity to really, especially for someone who's coming from your background, from which resorts you've stayed, I think you really enjoy it.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And then one other question. You know, I got this. It's a room-only discount, so we're not doing the dining plan or anything. And we weren't planning on doing the dining plan anyway with a 15-month-old. But do you have any recommendations I think initially we're just thinking of doing a lot of counter service and that kind of a thing just to kind of minimize the hassle factor with a 15-month-old. But is there any place to eat, like a sit-down restaurant that, you know, wouldn't mind the hassle factor of a 15-month-old?
Don't ask me.
It wouldn't be that big of a problem?
No, I mean, at Disney World, I think that, if anything, they're more accommodating of younger children like that than anywhere else. I think that's not going to be an issue for you. Are you looking specifically for in the Grand Floridian or in general?
Oh, in general.
In general. Yeah, I think, you don't want to bring in a Victoria and Albert's because obviously that's going to be a problem. they won't even let them in there. But a lot of the restaurants do a great job of accommodating it. I don't think it'll be an issue at all for you. I think that certain restaurants, obviously any restaurant with a character theme to it, like the buffets that have the character buffets, I mean, that's going to be money in the bank for you in terms of playing to your kids. There are certain restaurants out there that I think have a little bit they try to aim a little bit higher, if you know what I mean. Like Flying Fish Cafe would not be, I don't think, a great place for a 15-month-old because, you know, it's a little more sophisticated, like Citrico's, same thing. Those types of restaurants. You're talking in-park, not a problem. I don't think you'll have any issue with that. There's just some you might want to, you know, it might be a little, you might feel out of place with, especially, you know, 15-month-olds can either be wonderful or terrible, you know, depending on their mood and everything. So, you know.
Right, yeah. We're aware of that.
But I would really, again, I think you have a good idea, and I don't think you'd have to worry about it terribly.
Okay. And last thing is, hey, if you ever need a weather opinion, I'm a professional meteorologist, so. You know, if you ever need a hurricane forecast for your podcast, then
we appreciate it, but it's pretty simple. If Scopa comes down, there will be a hurricane.
There isn't one. Eric, feel free to contact me if you ever need any meteorology help with the hurricanes.
Are you a meteorologist for a weather channel somewhere?
I'm a meteorologist for an airline.
Oh, wow.
That's how I'm getting the airline discount.
Awesome.
Oh, no. Wow. Do you care to mention which airline?
Let's say it's going to be merging soon.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's terrific that you're
cool.
That should narrow it down for you.
Is that Chrysler or Ford?
I need to get your email so that way when I go on one of these airlines, you can tell them that the storm is nothing and that we can keep going.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, good luck on your trip.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That's great.
Bye-bye. I wonder if Eric tells his airline to cancel all flights to Florida when I go down there during the hurricane season.
He hears about it on the show. Quick. 407-278-5939. I think that's, I don't know, Newell, I think you might need some, right after Mr. Voice's promos on Mouthful Radio, I think you have to have the weather broadcast by our listener.
Hey, let's do it. It'd be a nice addition.
Today's Disney forecast is...
That would be so cool. Don't laugh. I would love that.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Still some time left in the show. Still a good 15 minutes left in today's episode, live show over here. So definitely get your calls in. And don't forget, you can still join us in the chat room. Go to wdwtoday.com. Find a link there for our chat room. You can join us in there. A lot of people still in there hanging out there. And you can definitely enjoy... talking with them. For those of you wondering where Len is tonight, he's actually busy trying to fix touringplans.com. He had some issues over the weekend, and he's been attending to them. And he will, of course, be rejoining us on Monday's show. So we will definitely be – you'll definitely be able to hear from him on Monday's show, which will – interesting topic. Again, it'll be – again, if you missed out on Len tonight, you'll definitely be getting a lot of him tomorrow, to say the least. So definitely
– yeah, exactly.
You'll get your Len fix tomorrow for sure.
I think all I said was hi the whole time.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Shauna from Rhode Island. I'm really excited to talk to you guys.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show.
I have a couple of questions. Going down with my husband for our 23rd anniversary, November 11th to the 16th. And we're going to go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I was wondering if you had any tips for me. I've never been.
Scopa?
Okay, Shauna, let me give you basically the 30-second elevator talk about the Mickey's Very Merry. One of the things you want to do is a day or two before the party that you're going to, you want to stop in at the City Hall at the Magic Kingdom and get a brochure. The brochure will tell you everything that's going to happen, and it will give you an opportunity the day before to sit down with your husband and say, okay, this is what we're looking at for schedules. This is the shows and everything. And gives you an idea as to what you're going to do, so you won't be spending time at the party planning or your touring plans. Now, when you get in there, a couple of things. There are two parades on party nights. What you want to do is you want to avoid the first parade, and if you can, do some things early on so that you can have free time later on to see the second parade, which will not have as many people watching it because a lot of the young families will have left by the, I think it's 10:30 that they have the second showing of the parade. When you do go to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, I would suggest that the first thing that you look for is the very first performance of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," which is held at the Galaxy Palace Theater in Tomorrowland. That is a standing room only show. I believe they do it three times during the party, and every time there's standing room only. So my suggestion is that as soon as you get into the park, you head over there and try to get into that theater. I would say at least 30 minutes beforehand. So now you're in Tomorrowland, and then I would work my way from Tomorrowland to Fantasyland. And if you want to do any of the attractions that night, try to do them during the first parade performance, do Fantasyland. Right after, one thing you always want to keep in mind is that the fireworks for party nights, I believe, is a real crazy time. I think it's usually around 9:15 or so. Again, check your brochure. You want to be able to stand about, I would say, 50 to 75 yards in front of the partner statue so that you can get the full effects of the fireworks, because there are a lot of things that are shown on the castle, and you don't want to miss that effect. Again, the second performance for the parade is the one that I would go to. It won't be that crowded. I would suggest going to Frontierland to watch that parade. And then afterwards, I would go to watch the final performance of I think it's called Celebrate the Season. It's on the castle forefront. It's on the stage. And that is usually shown around 11:30, maybe 12 o'clock at night. And it's a real late night. But if you stay there, if you wait till the last performance for that show, you will be able to get a good position to actually, you know, take photos and watch the show, because, again, a lot of people will have already seen that show, will have already left. Also, if you stay to the very end and you watch that show, with everybody mostly leaving, when it's time for you to leave the park, you won't find a long line going up to the monorail or going to the ferry. So basically it wasn't 30 seconds, but that's a pretty quick and dirty advice as to how to treat this party.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I have another question. We're going to eat at the Coral Reef. How is that? I've never been there before either.
I've never been there. We were going to eat there in May, and we did something called Sip and Snack, and we were kind of full, so we never ate there. I don't know if Matt or Mike have ever eaten there.
No, I have not. I've heard conflicting things about it. I think, generally speaking, it's one of those restaurants where the theme is better than the food. I've heard that the food is anywhere from bad to okay to, you know, decent. Some people really like it, some people don't really like it. So it's kind of in that middle range. I think one of the things with it is it's expensive. So that's something you might want to worry about. Based on generally when you have these kind of mixed reactions to a restaurant, one of these restaurants that's, you know, been around the block a few times and you can't really get a good feel on it. To me, I'd be a little weary about it. I might try somewhere else, but, you know, if you like seafood, if you want to try something at it, if you've never been there, I mean, that's the great thing about Walt Disney World. I like trying new restaurants all the time at Walt Disney World, for better or worse. So I wouldn't necessarily run away from it by any means.
Okay. Yeah, no, I actually have the free dining plan, so I made all my ADRs, and I'm not a seafood fan, but my husband is, and I thought it'd be a good time to try things that, you know, this way you don't feel so badly when you try something that you didn't really like because you didn't really pay for it.
Right.
Also, love Snack, Sip, and Sick. Listen to it. I can't tell you how many times. I had actually written an email before I heard that one, because I watched Roseanne, where they all went to Disney, and Dan drank all around the world. And are you guys going to do that? Are you going to have some kind of a contest where you're going to try that? Because I was considering trying it, but I'm not a big beer drinker.
Oh, about the drinking around the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're going to necessarily hold anything organized for that, some sort of official WDW Today event. But certainly a lot of people always take it upon themselves to do it anyway in groups and everything. I know that at Mouse Fest there's usually an event that goes on that does that. We haven't done it, and, you know, maybe in the future.
That'd
but
be a really funny show if you guys did that.
Okay, well, Newell, put it down on the list. We got to get drunk at a future show.
Sure.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for answering all my questions.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. 407-278-5939 is our number. Do we still have one more ticket to give away, Mike?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. We got one more ticket. Well, if you want to win your ticket right now to Saturday Night at the Studios during Mouse Fest 2008, you can win a free ticket. And if you have a ticket right now, don't forget, you can actually still win. You'll get your ticket, and you'll get your ticket refunded. So if you're coming to Mouse Fest and want one, there you go. I think we've got a winner. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Mike Newell. I want to win the ticket.
Ah, Newell, get away from here. We have another person here. Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Jamie. How are you?
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Excellent.
Is this Jamie of DVD fame?
This is Jamie of the DVD thing.
Nice.
How are we doing, guys? Yeah, Jamie Kersey.
Jamie,
how are you?
The DVD is awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And those who don't know what we're talking about, Jamie produced the DVD from Magic Meets that happened over the summer in July. And I got mine about 2 weeks ago, Jamie. So the release has been made, and people are really talking about it. It's really cool.
That's awesome. I heard something, I think, a few days ago. Someone had asked a question on the Listener Question Show or made some comments about Magic Meets, and then I heard you mention that you got it. And that's just awesome, because, I mean, so much went into it, from the music that Dave Rishoni did, and just so many people that helped out. So I'm glad, yeah, the feedback's been excellent.
Yeah, it's really well awesome. Done, really worth it. I enjoyed every minute of it. It's really cool.
Jamie, awesome. Are you coming to MouseFest?
Yep, my family and I are going to be coming to our very first MouseFest this December.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, you've won a ticket to the Saturday Night at the Studios event that's being held on Saturday night at MouseFest Land, which is being co-sponsored by MEI and MouseFest Travel and StudioCentral.com. So do me a favor and send me a quick email to matt@wwta.com, and we'll take great care of you.
I'd be glad to do that. That sounds like a blast.
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing you again down there, Jamie.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Jamie.
All right, talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. That was really cool.
He's a nice guy.
I really can't believe you did that, but then again, I can't believe it.
What, that I called?
That you called him.
I'm wasting all my long distance minutes on a joke, you know what I mean?
407-278-5939. If someone other than Newell wants to call, we have time for another call here. If you have a question, you want to say hi, see how everything's going. Don't forget that right after this show, we'll have a replay of today's live show. This one you just heard will be coming up. Scopa, stop calling me. I have your number over here. I think I have yours in there. He really did try to call me, but I actually
had
the number.
Damn, I wanted to win something. Gee,
I know, Mike, he doesn't give out anything to us, so we have to call in like everybody else.
Any Saratoga beer or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good beer, man.
I've never gotten
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And want to, of course, while we're waiting for perhaps our last call of the evening, I want to thank everyone who has called in. We had some great calls, some great questions here about MouseFest. Looking forward to talking about it. Don't forget that we had our announcement for our 500th episode celebration. That's going to be going on during MouseFest, and lots of information over there. So definitely you're going to want to stay tuned for joining us over there, because this is going to be really a lot of fun. I think everyone who's going to be attending is going to have a real blast over there. It's going to be fun to be able to share with our listeners our 500th episode. So really looking forward to that. More information on that will be coming up at WDWTA.com, as well as here on the podcast.
Are we keeping you up, Mike? I mean, you know, we can make it a little more exciting.
Yeah, geez.
Really?
407-278-5939.
I was watching the highlights of the Steelers game. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Kim, that's coming from Scopa, not from us.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for today's show. I want to thank everyone. Of course, don't forget our sponsor, very important to us, AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. I want to thank all of our listeners for calling in, everyone for listening, of course. We always appreciate everyone who tunes in live to these live shows. I want to thank our panelists over here, Miss Annette Owens, Mr. Newell, and Mr. Scopa.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And come and
all is.
There you go. And our next, don't forget, right after this, it's going to be a replay of this, assuming Newell gets it to run. And we'll see you on the next live show for Lentus on Mike Scopa and Mike Newell. See ya.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.